where I'd buy the leather and cut like collars for the coat people, or welts or pocket welts. Mm-hmm. But my major product for most of the years was patches for blue jeans, like Lee's, Levi's, Calvin Klein, thousands of other names you never even heard of. But then, the last 4 or 5 years, that all went to Mexico and China. So we lost all that business.
Why would it go away to China?
Cheaper.
Production,
yeah. A label I used to get 35 cents for, they're probably making for a quarter, 18 cents. You just can't compete with them. No sense to even try.
Mm. How many people did you employ when you first opened?
Well, one time I had 30 people. With the part-time help, I had about 35. Today, I got 5. You
know. When did you move from Lynn to Peabody?
I moved in 13 years ago. What would that be?
13 years ago.
About 13 years ago, yeah.
Okay. Was it better over here?
Yeah, well, I bought a building over here.
The one where you are now?
On Foster Street.
Yep, so you're just a stone's throw from us.
Yep. Which, that building, that whole complex, used to be where they bleached out cotton.
The bleachery.
Mm-hmm. Numcake Steam Cotton Company. Mm-hmm. And then it was divided up into, in my building, actually used to be a sheepskin tanner after it was the bleachery. Just the one building. Which the guy used to make sheep suede for the garment industry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that down in back here, just like you said, the stone throw from there used to be a huge finishing shop. Sepatco was down there who finished leather. You had Rex Leather, who made all kinds of fancy prints, a lot of patent leather. And that's just right here in the backyard.
What happened to all those companies?
Most of that, I think you can attribute to the South America. Cheaper leather, cheaper prices, and the pollution problem. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How did Peabody itself as a city deal with losing all those companies?
Frankly, my opinion is that the newer generation of people who live in Peabody really didn't want that industry anyway. That's what I think. That's about the time when the leather industry started on the decline. That's about the time all the electronic stuff started coming in, and everything was computers and electronics. And I think the younger people, I'd rather have that industry as the leather industry. And I don't really think they ever done a lot to protect the leather industry.
You think it was a generational difference?
Yeah, exactly. Hmm. Have you heard that from other people?
No, not at all. No,
I really think that. Yeah. I do. I don't think they really cared a lot about the leather industry. And it was on the decline big time anyway. Because you couldn't compete with South American stuff at the time. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. But today, a lot of South American leather has become very expensive.
Why is that?
Well, it's probably pollution problems are catching up to them. And in China, the same thing. I watched about a 2-hour documentary the other night about China's problems with pollution in the tanneries and how some people over there survive off of the fish and this and that, and off of these rivers, and the pollution is killing these rivers.
Well, is there a way to tan without being environmentally bad?
Yeah, you can today with the veg tan. It's not poisonous.
Vegetable tanning.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But it's like I said, I think there's a mindset about tanning and that. With the, like you said, the generation of this, not anything, anytime you mention leather, they think it's awful. You know,